Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Man, a lot of excitement surrounding Orion student-athlete Logan Lee. Just a couple of weeks ago, of course, a state title in wrestling. And now, amazingly, these impressive college football offers that he's receiving in recent days from the University of Iowa and the University of Michigan. Logan Lee, you've had quite a couple of weeks, man. What about all this? Man, I can't believe all the excitement surrounding you.
Yeah, it's really incredible just having these opportunities, and I cannot tell you how blessed I am to have these opportunities.
Well, what was the first reaction you received when you got the offer from Iowa? I saw the picture on social media with Coach Ferentz, and I'm like, wow, man, another kid in this area getting recruited by Big Ten schools. What was your initial reaction to all that?
I was kind of in a daze. Like, I was just in awe. Like, Iowa just offered me. It was just the feeling. I don't even know how to explain it. It was just incredible.
Well, and then you get one from the big house at the University of Michigan in Coach Harbaugh. So then you get that. So what about receiving that offer? And I assume now that you've received these two offers, a lot more are going to be coming your way.
Yes. And when I was at Iowa, Coach Ferentz ended up telling me that once they offered, a lot of people like to piggyback off of their information because they know that Iowa's done all the background checking. So there's going to be a lot of schools that piggyback off of Iowa's information. And then they look at my film because Iowa offered me. So,
and as part of the process now, I mean, if people don't realize you're only a sophomore finishing up your sophomore year, how are you approaching this in terms of, you know, wanting to make a decision and get this type of stuff out of the way? Now, you still have some very important, like, high school football games to play your junior year and your senior year. So how are you approaching this?
I'm pretty much just approaching it with open arms. I mean, the biggest thing for me right now is focusing on high school football. I need to look for a school that has the best stuff for me. And I'm not really sure how to do that quite yet because I'm pretty new to this process. So I'm just trying to figure out, look at a couple schools so that I have options.
Well, I know at Orion last year as a sophomore played defensive end and played tight end. Now, are they, you know, when you've talked to the Michigan people or the Iowa people, are they looking at anything specific? A position that they'd like you to play? Have they honed in on that yet?
Right now, they have both told me that they are looking more towards the tight end portion. Whether or not that changes, I don't really care. I am comfortable pretty much anywhere they put me.
Talking with Orion, the sophomore student-athlete, Logan Lee, and had such an impressive year on both sides of the ball last year, defensive end and tight end. I was telling you off the air, I was so fortunate that, you know, I was able to cover Ethan Happ in his years at Rock Ridge and, you know, during the recruiting process. And, you know, some of the whispers that I heard during that process, well, is he, you know, kid from Rock Ridge, he good enough to play in the Big Ten? And I guess that he kind of proved some of those whispers and said, well, heck yes, he's good enough to play in the Big Ten. Logan Lee, I would assume that there's probably going to be some whispers that say, you know, people out there will say, kid from Orion, come on, man, he can't play at the Big House or he can't play at Kinnick Stadium. And I guess your answer can be Ethan Happ.
Yes. The biggest thing for me, I don't really dwell on people who criticize me because I use them as my motivation to push myself, and that's, I do it, I'm not trying to impress anybody, and I'm just looking to have the best career that I, that I possibly can.
And that's a great way to approach it. You know, I want to talk a little bit about kind of your school year, because the one thing I love about high school sports, they say the agony of defeat and the thrill of victory. Now you look at your sophomore year, right? Okay, we all know about you know, winning the state wrestling title, getting these offers, but you know, sports can humble you too. And I was part of a situation late in the football season where, you know, you got ejected against Riverdale in week 9, and you want to play in a playoff game, and you don't get to play in a playoff game. What did you learn from that process? And I know we talk about kind of the emotions of the school year, that the low point and then the high point with the state championship at wrestling and the offers from these college football programs. But there are lessons to be learned in high school sports, aren't there?
Yes, absolutely. The biggest lesson for me is just learning to control my emotions, because I personally play as a very emotional player, and that drives me to do very well, and it sometimes pushes me over the edge to where I get frustrated sometimes.
Well, and how tough was that for you, you know, in that week 9 situation, then learning, oh man, I can't play in the playoffs in week 10. How tough was that for you?
It was very hard because of the people around me that I knew I was not going to be able to perform for them and the team. I was kind of letting them down, so that was the hardest part for me.
All right, let's segue into the wrestling season, okay? You didn't wrestle as a freshman. You were a junior high wrestler, right? Is that right?
Yes. That's
now, did you play basketball your freshman year, or you didn't do
it? I did.
You
in
did?
In middle school, I both wrestled and played basketball. So once basketball was over, I'd have, like, about a half a year of wrestling. In my 7th grade year, I got 6th place. In my 8th grade year, I got 3rd place.
So you go into high school, and so you did play basketball, or you did not play basketball your freshman year?
My freshman year, I did play basketball.
Okay.
Actually, and at the end of basketball season, I did a little tournament for the Fresh Soft State Series in wrestling.
Okay. So coming into your sophomore year, you know, when did you know, like, early in the school year this year, like during football season, that, hey, I think I'm going to go back out for wrestling? Or was it like a last-second moment a couple days before practice that, maybe I'm going to give this thing a shot? Take us through that whole thing.
Well, I wanted to let the coaches know as soon as possible, because I didn't think it was fair to hold back and just make the decision as late as possible. I wanted to let them know, so if they were to have a game plan with me in mind, that I was not ruining that by switching sports.
So you let them know early that you were coming out for wrestling then?
I let them know pretty early, yes.
All right. So
I'm not sure how early, but it was early enough.
All right. So, you know, just this kind of whirlwind wrestling season, you know, just following the box scores, all these wins you were racking up, I'm like, man, this is a pretty impressive story where this kid's just winding his way through the wrestling season and, you know, beating some pretty good kids at some pretty good tournaments along the way. When did you kind of realize this year? Of course, they raise your hand at the state championship bout, but when did you kind of realize, you know, during the season that, hey, maybe I picked the right sport in wrestling here and maybe I'm going to do something special down the road? Was there like an aha moment for you during the wrestling season?
No, I was pretty confident going into it. I knew how hard I was going to work, and I knew that I was going to push myself to be the best. And I pretty much just wanted to prove people wrong, because there were several people that were telling me that you aren't going to pick up where you left off. And I pretty much proved people wrong.
Yeah, it's not that you picked up where you left off. It's like, wow, you even surpassed all that stuff by winning a state title. Now, as we wrap up here talking with Logan Lee from Orion, do you think the success you had in wrestling, has that kind of opened up some more doors in the recruiting process in football, do you think? I mean, have any of the people you talked to mentioned that? Boy, I know you're a good football player, but man, a state championship in wrestling, that's a pretty important part of the resume and the recruiting process. Has that factored into all of the stuff at all?
Absolutely. Winning the wrestling is just crazy. I'm not even, can't begin to tell you how much I believe that's helped me. And again, with the wrestling, my 4.0, if those two things did not happen, I'm not 100% sure that I would be getting offers right now.
Well, I didn't even talk to you about being a student, and you tell me you're a 4.0, so that's great. Well, Logan Lee, man, it was great following you during the football season, your sophomore year at Orion, doing all the games over there. And, man, I'm going to tell you, I'm really pumped up for the opening night in late August this next season with a kid being recruited by Big Ten schools. Congratulations on that state title in wrestling, and really looking forward to following you in the fall. Nice going.
Yes, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
That's Logan Lee joining us on WRMJ.